In Queensland, the coroner has found no evidence that a taser directly caused the death of a North Queensland man, but that it did contribute to his demise. Antonio Galliano was 39 when he died while being restrained by police south of Townsville in 2009. Annie Guest is at the coroner's court in Brisbane, where she joins me now. So what were the circumstances of this death?
Mark, Antonio Galliano was at a friend's house and he'd become increasingly disturbed and incoherent, violent, damaging property, and she called police that evening. The background to that was that he'd been in hospital the day before with acute amphetamine toxicity. He'd stayed voluntarily overnight and they'd established that he wasn't suffering a mental illness and he was then discharged. It is thought, the coroner says, that he then took more amphetamines, which leads us to that evening when the police were called and he was handcuffed and tasered. The police said at the time the taser had been discharged 3 times and it was later established that it was 28 times.
28?
28 times that the taser had been discharged. They cannot establish exactly how many times it was applied to Mr. Galliano. And they noticed that as he was handcuffed and after they'd struggled and tasered him, that his face had gone black and he was found to have died during that situation.
What was the actual cause of death?
Well, Mark, the cause of his death was something called excited delirium, which the coroner, the deputy coroner, Christine Clements, says was probably caused by amphetamine toxicity-induced psychosis. But Mr. Galliano had a pre-existing heart condition, a severe one, and the coroner said that his death was contributed to by the impact upon his heart of the exertion of the situation and the taser application. So while she said there was no evidence that the taser directly caused his death, it contributed.
So what does she recommend? You obviously would have heard what happened in Sydney today.
Yes, that's right. Well, it is much tamer than the Sydney situation. However, she said that these situations are always potentially lethal and they should always be treated as a medical emergency in a situation where somebody has a drug-induced psychosis. She said that police should review the appropriateness of using tasers in these situations at all, and that they should consider cameras and an automatic cap on a taser after 5 seconds, so that this kind of situation where it's discharged 28 times rather than the 3 that the police said cannot happen.
Was there any suggestion that the police had lied? I mean, that there is a huge disparity between 3 discharges and 28.
No, the coroner found that there may be an issue surrounding the feeling of the pressure on the trigger and made recommendations on more training around that. And outside the court afterwards, I spoke to the president of the police union who made that assertion at the time that it was released 3 times, the taser. And he stands by what that they thought that was true at the time and that the officers involved thought it was true. No, that they've accepted that that's what the officers thought.
And have they accepted all the findings of the coroner?
Yes, the police have, but the police have embraced the finding that there was no direct evidence and I suppose you could say have welcomed that finding, Mark.
All right, thank you very much, Annie Guest. Annie Guest in Queensland.